It's good. We have a lot of, you know, obviously some familiarity. I don't know how to say the word, but yeah, I mean, we played together before. You know, he's the big hitter back there, and you know, he controls the play down low, which is pretty good for me because he goes and hits that guy, I can take the puck. So, you know, it's good to play with a guy you played with before, and you know, it was nice.
You said in exit interviews that the loss to the Penguins might stick with you. Has it? Are you using it as motivation coming into the year?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're a different team. Obviously, we've gotten a lot better. We found, you know, obviously 35 more goals in JVR and stuff. So, you know, we didn't get any worse. So we got a lot better. So, obviously, we expect to go far. Expectations are pretty high. I mean, we obviously know we want to make the playoffs and, you know, obviously want to do some damage when we get to the playoffs.
Speaking of expectations, do you have any for yourself personally?
Just continue to grow as a player. A good two-way defenseman. I mean, you know, the offensive side will always be there for me. So for me, it's growing the game and growing the D side and, you know, maybe looking at some PK stuff and whatnot. So for me, it's just continue, you know, growing as a player.
Have you been told that might be an opportunity for you on the PK this year?
No, not really. But, you know, I've been in every meeting so far and, you know, taking it all in, study it. So if my number's called, I'll definitely be ready to go.
Speaking of JVR, what was your initial reaction when you found out that you guys were getting them?
That was awesome. We got 35 more goals. So. Yeah. You know, it's huge. I mean, especially for a D-man, you know, gets pucks to the net. He's a big net front presence. You know, obviously Simmer and Patty are pretty good at it, but JVR is also pretty good, so it adds to that arsenal. So for him, I mean, obviously we're going to try and get as many pucks to the net because that's his office down there.
Going into your fourth season in the league now, you're a veteran on this blue line with a lot of young players coming up. How much are you trying to be a leader at this point and help these younger players come along?
Yeah, I mean, I go up to every young guy, introduce myself, and, you know, let them know if they need anything, don't be shy. I mean, I was in their position at one point in time. So, you know, for me, I mean, obviously, you know, I'm getting up there as, you know, experience playing-wise. I still think I'm a young player. But, yeah, I mean, like I said, I just want to be a friendly face to these guys and, you know, be someone they can, you know, go and talk to.
Your first 3 years in the league have kind of been a bit of a roller coaster ride. Your first year was incredible. Your second year, you had some struggles at times. And then your third year, you started to find more consistency last season. So what's your confidence level going into this year after finding a little bit of consistency?
It's good. I mean, there's never any complacency on my end. I mean, it's just, you know, continue to realize, you know, you can get better every day. I mean, I'm not going to just settle back because I had a 65-point season. I'm going to, you know, keep getting better and, you know, try to grow every part of my game.
You and Provorov started playing together in the last season. What's it been like working with them? I mean, you guys did so well, and you're potentially going to be the top pair again this year. What's that like?
It's good. You know, we grow together as, you know, players. I mean, obviously he helps me with my D side, and, you know, I can help him with the offensive side. I mean, you know, for him, I think he's taking steps on the offensive side, and, you know, I'm taking steps on the defensive side. So it's a great balance that we have, and, you know, hopefully we can keep going.
I know you're in different groups, but what do you know about Phil Myers, Shane, and what do you like about his game?
He's good. I mean, he's a well-conditioned kid. He skates like the wind out there. So, you know, I think for him, I think he needs to realize he doesn't need to make the big play every time. You know, keep it simple. It'll come to you. You'll have your opportunities, you know, show yourself, show your skill, and, you know, he'll be fine. I mean, I've been in his position before when there's, you know, obviously a little spot on the team, and, you know, you want to make that good impression, but I think he can do that just by playing his normal game. No, don't try to, you know, force anything, do anything too hard. You know, he's a heck of a player, and he'll be on this team soon enough.